Residents of Sri Advaita Acharya. Many beautiful pastimes took place here. On the altar is a murti of Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was born in Navagram, and when he was young, he came here and settled in Shantipur. He had 6 children, headed by Achyutananda, his wife Sita Thakurani. So we'll all have darshan of Sri Advaita Acharya and then kirtan in the kirtan hall. Jaya. His Holiness Nityadita Maharaj to speak something about Shantipur town.
Yeah.
Adio.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. A few days back, we were in Katva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted a renounced order of life. Right after the Lord accepted sannyas, he left that area of Navadvipa and began wandering around in ecstasy in a district called Radha Desh. It's explained that he was in such ecstasy that he didn't know whether it was day or night, and he was completely off the schedule of ordinary men, and therefore he was simply searching for Krishna, and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the land of Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his beautiful hair that was shaven off, now he possessed the effulgence of a million suns and is so attractive and in ecstasy, wandering around some people who saw him, whoever saw him, they were immediately reminded of the Lord. And they spontaneously chanted, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard them chanting, he also began to chant, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
When
Hari,
Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Some cowherd boys in the area were so inspired by everyone chanting, they also began to chant, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Nityananda Prabhu, first of all, we have to remember that Advaita Acharya Prabhu, by his loud calls and extreme intense desire, he had called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, Advaita Acharya was not very much eager to experience the separation after being successful in calling the Lord down. So between him and Nityananda, they actually made a plan. Nityananda called the cowherd boys over and he told them that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he asks you the way to Vrindavan, you point on this path here along the Ganges. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, which is the way to Vrindavan, they showed him the path along the Ganges. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy was walking and dancing, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Simply thinking of Krishna. Simply thinking of the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. After traveling down for some time, he turned to Nityananda Prabhu. He said, my dear Nityananda Prabhu, how far are we from Vrindavan? And Nityananda says, oh, we are getting much closer because here is the river Jamuna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the name, the river Jamuna, he instantly began to offer beautiful prayers to the river Jamuna, glorifying the pastimes of Radha and Krishna on the banks of the Jamuna. And took his bath in the Jamuna. And as he was standing there, all of a sudden, Advaita Acharya showed up in a boat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him. He says, my dear Advaita, how did you know I was going to Vrindavan? How did you get to Vrindavan? And Advaita replied, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. I'm so happy now that you've come to the banks of the Ganges. And when he said the banks of the Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, oh, that Nityananda, he has tricked me. He told me we were going to Vrindavan. You see that now he's brought me along the banks of the Ganges. And Advaita pointed out, actually, no, he's not cheated you, because at this very point, the Ganges and Jamuna, they are merging. They're together, side by side. Anyway, forget about all this. Now that you're here, why don't you come to my house and accept a little prasad? I have just made a little bit of prasad, some rice and some vegetable, liquid vegetable and some shak. Can you please just come and accept this humble offering? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his traveling companions, Nityananda, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, they followed Advaita Acharya to this very spot here. And when they arrived in the house, Advaita Acharya Prabhu and his wife were in the process of offering prasad to the family deities. And there was three plates, one metal plate and two banana leaf plates. And surrounding those plates, there was huge pots of prasad, hundreds of vegetable preparations, hundreds of sweet preparations, different kinds of pickles and chutneys and cakes of all varieties. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually very pleased to see the offering made to Lord Krishna. And he said that anyone who can offer such wonderful foodstuffs to Lord Krishna, I take the dust of his lotus feet upon my head. So Advaita Acharya invited him to stay for the Artik. Him and Nityananda Prabhu watched the beautiful Artik ceremony. And then he invited him to sit down and take prasad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they sat down. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, please bring me just a banana leaf with some rice and a little vegetable. And Advaita Acharya said, please, let me distribute the prasad. And he began to load up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate with every single preparation that had been offered to Lord Krishna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw it, he says, my dear Advaita, I cannot accept such varieties of foodstuffs because now I'm in the sannyas order. For a sannyas to eat so many different varieties of food, how can one control his senses? And Nityananda Prabhu, who had been made up a similar plate, when he saw the plate, he said, my dear Advaita Prabhu, don't you understand? I've been fasting for 3 days, traveling around with Lord Chaitanya in his ecstasy. We haven't been able to eat anything. And what you're giving me isn't even one morsel for me. Isn't even one morsel. And he began to criticize Advaita Acharya for not knowing how to properly take care of sannyasis. So by the love of Advaita Acharya, he was able to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take prasad. He said, my dear Chaitanya Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I know who you really are. At Jagannath Puri, you eat so much more than this. What we're offering you here is not even a morsel.